Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Morning.
Hi, Chris. This is Wen Yao.
Hi, Wen Yao. Welcome.
Yeah. Hi. Victor asked me to join tonight's meeting to state the VM function test.
Perfect. Okay. I'll put you on the agenda.
Okay, so can I say my opinion at first, because I am on the way home and it's very cold outside now.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so can I start?
Do you have something to share?
No, I dialed in with a phone, smartphone.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to state that the VM function automation platform. So I pushed this subject to this sub project to the VM SDK Beijing release. Mm-hmm. And the preface, we are research the relationship between the VNF SDK, the VNF function test platform, and the platform from OpenFV, the Dovetail platform.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're researching the relationship. So we are going to discussing this relationship with a team leader from the OpenFV Dovetail team,
mm-hmm.
who is also come from the Huawei. And we would like to reveal the relationship, whether both that these two platform can be coexisted, or we choose one. Pushed in.
Sure. Bruce is actually working on that, integrating VNF SDK into Dovetail. So Dovetail is a big test collector framework, and then it can call specific tests under it. So it's doing, it was focusing on the Vim and NFVI layer in OPNFV. And then we would be bringing the VNF layer from VNF SDK. So it is possible to work together. It may not do everything we would need for functional testing, but I think it's moving in the right direction.
Okay, so you mean both this platform can fuse together?
Yes.
Okay. So we will have someone to join this project to coding to push this to reconstruct the code from the OpenO to reach our targets. For the first, for example, the recoding the VNF function test platform from the OpenO. This is the base target for the Beijing release.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So this is our current plan.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Wen Yao, have you spoken with Bruce? Bruce Thompson from Amdocs is working on the integration between Dovetail.
Not yet, but I want to talk with him.
Okay,
I'm here. I'm actually here. So.
Okay. Bruce, maybe we can talk it later by email, because it's very cold now outside.
Okay.
I'm on the way home.
Okay.
So can you send me an email? I don't know your mail.
But wait, I don't know your email either. What?
I will send to Chris for the first.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So I will quit now.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. So why don't we move on with our agenda then? Now that we have the update on the functional testing, logistics, mostly we are getting ready for M2 next week. We just had our developer face-to-face. After the M2 milestone, end of next week, is the Spring Festival in China. So I expect that we'll have fewer developers in the community at large for about a week while everybody takes their vacation. So we'll just have to plan that for that accordingly and make progress as we can. For the rest of the call, we need to work on finalizing our checklist for M2 and then closing the current sprint and making sure that we update everything in JIRA, and then also to define and start our next sprint, Sprint 10, and then we'll review any open action items and any new business. So let me go to the M2 checklist first. We were making good progress. There are just a couple areas that we have to check on. The first part, product management, we have all our stories in. We have everything prioritized. Release management, we've done everything there. Let's see. A couple of things to check on are just under development. Is the project team committed to develop unit tests? We are, I just have to say this out loud, that we need to have test coverage at 50% for all the repos by the M4 date. We need to have any additional tests that we need as well, and then think about continuous integration, CSIT test cases for the Jenkins system. Scrum ceremonies, yes, we're doing that already. Some of these I just have to say out loud. Are we aware of continuous integration? Yes. Don't break the build. If you do put in a commit that breaks the build, then fix it before moving on or pull it back. Code coverage expectations is 50% per repo for this release. Do we understand free and open source process? We've talked about this a couple of times. Are we willing to fill out the FOSS table? This means if we're using any free or open source software, we put that down in the table so that the LF licensing people can easily see it. Just these checklist items, we have to talk about the commit process. When you commit code, then it needs a review from at least one of the committers who can give it a +2. Plus, we need validation from the Jenkins server before it can move on to the next stage. We talked about code review just so another person can look at the code and make sure that it fits in with the code base. I also want to make you aware that there's a coding guidelines page with some style guides for, I'll just click on it. It's pretty easy. It's using the Google Java style guide and a couple of updates. So I just need to make everybody aware. Any questions or comments on the checklist? Okay, so moving on, let's go to JIRA. I want to make sure that we close our current sprint, we want to review each of the categories. I'll start with CII badge, and then we can move on to the other ones. We are making really good progress, about 85%, if I remember, on our badge process. The one area, there are two things that we have to update. One is on cryptographic methods for the HTTPS support. It hasn't been fully implemented yet, so I didn't say yes to everything, but I've seen this going in this week, so I'll go back around next week and update it, and I think that will move things much further. And then the final piece is a dynamic code analyzer. We haven't been running our code through that, so that's just something for us to consider for the end of the release, making sure that we can run everything through the dynamic analyzer to find any vulnerabilities. So I think that we're going to be in good shape to get our basic badge by the end of the release. But if not, we've already cleared the minimum bar of 80% for the release. So we're moving right along. So let me bring up Jira. Okay, let's go into our current sprint, and I want to check on some of these open issues. Let's see. Why don't we go through these in order? Is Andy on? Okay, we'll have to follow up with him. How about Lian Hao, how are the updates for HPA coming? Lian Hao, are you on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Sorry, I'm in another meeting with the information model meeting. Andy is in there too.
Okay.
So,
Just checking on your status. Can we move any of your open tickets for this release on the HPA models and package tools updates?
Currently, there is no package tool updates.
Okay.
Right now, we have been working on the model things.
Just the model things. How is that coming? Do you think that we'll be able to close on that this week?
They are trying the information model things. Yes, they are trying. Their first goal is to put those non-controversial things into the clean rendering and leave those things which needs more discussing in state.
Okay. So I'll leave these, so what you just said is these are all in progress, so I'll move these tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so why don't we go next to Murali. How are your open items going?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
So regarding this integration architecture with SDC team, I think I will discuss this week, and I will give you an update in the next week. I will give you the update.
Okay.
This is in progress.
Mm-hmm.
and removing traces of OpenO and convert to ONAP is almost done, but there are we have to Jenkins build, and this one I have to make sure that a Docker version is built. So that one I will complete by maybe Monday. I will be completing Monday or Tuesday. I will complete that this. Okay. So I can close by the Monday or Tuesday. I will close the story.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Murali.
Thank
you. I've seen that Avinash submitted code for the HTTPS. That's moving along as well. Avinash isn't going to be able to join us this week. Gokul, how are your items going? I know you were having some problems with the commit system. Were you able to get that resolved?
Yeah, I have filed a ticket. It's not yet resolved.
Okay.
So I'm having trouble committing code to the thing. It says the project is read-only and doesn't allow me to commit anything.
Have you tried a git reset? Because it could be that you have some pending commits in your queue. Mm-hmm. And you may have to clear those out in order to be able to move new ones through.
Okay, so I do a git reset and then it should work.
Yeah, git reset head. Okay. And then try to commit your code after that.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Good pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay, sure. Okay. Anything else? Let's see, Bruce, it looks like yours got cleared for this sprint.
I think there was something I thought that came up last week. You guys wanted me to convert the documentation to,
RST?
Yeah. RST, and you said you were going to send me some tools for doing that.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'll get that to you today.
All right, thanks.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. So it looks like we can't quite close our sprint today. I'm hoping we can do that by Monday. Why don't we take a look for the next sprint and start prioritizing some of these items. Let's see. Why don't we just start from the backlog? Lian Hao, assuming that the model closes, would you be able to make the package tool updates in the next sprint, the next couple of weeks?
Yes, I think it's doable.
Okay. I'll put these two up.
But there is still a dependency on the date model things, so I think it's doable, but no guarantees. Right.
Understood. We can adjust this if we need to. Let's see. Import ICE tools. The LF has created our repos for this, so I think we can pull this in. Let's see. How about update the validation scripts to support the new model? Do you think we'll be ready to do this, Murali, or will we have to wait an extra sprint until Lian Hao is done with the packaging tools?
Hello, Chris?
Yes.
So which one you're talking, imports, I see?
Update 164, update validation scripts to support new model.
This one, I think first model should be clear. Only then maybe we can support what's the scripts, what we have to write.
Okay. So why don't we pull that back? How about 170, implement SOL 004 as we've discussed with SDC?
Yeah, but this also is related to this discussion, right? SOL 004, what level? So there is already one story, right, in Beijing?
Yes. Andre spoke with the SDC team, and there's agreement to be able to implement that.
Yeah, this is actually that I this is my last update. So till Monday, they will issue. Probably they will ask me to issue a user story that answering on these two features and the SDC side. So if you want me to, I'm not talking about the implementation. I mean, I'm not a coder, but I can progress and specify any needed user story. To make sure that we are synchronized with SDC, because I will do is in SDC side as well. So, if you need me. Okay, so this is two features that mentioned, and if you want me to specify more or something, I would be okay.
Great. Why don't you update the 170 ticket?
Yeah, I will do, and I will specify in details what should be done to implement these two features. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Actually, what we want is what SDC wants to do, so that it will be VNF SDK. Maybe we can get that agreement. What is what we have to do in VNF SDK so that SDC will support?
Yeah, sure. It's actually we are talking about two features, and one feature is adding the digest per each artifact. If you remember the manifest file.
Yes.
Currently, we have only the list of the sources, right? List with the URIs. And we will put to each one, VNF SDK will calculate the digest and put the digest row there. So SDC will read the digest and will calculate by itself and compare with the digest that you put. So to make sure that everything is there and not touched, okay? Feature is adding as a simplest certificate as we decide to take. At the end of the manifest file, that protect the manifest itself, meaning that you calculate, you take the manifest and you will calculate this the sum, and you will put the as a VNF vendor you will put the certificate which is public key of VNF vendor. So all this we can still fine tune to make sure that we have in the simplest way to implement it. Okay, so that's the more or less two features. One is digest per artifact, and second one is the public key with a certificate, vendor certificate. that's here the question. It looks like we will have to to figure out what is the simplest way to do so. We can decide, because today, as I understand, there is not yet a certification authority being defined for ONAP, right? Please.
Yeah, actually, this is a good discussion. I got queued up to talk on the security call next Wednesday, where this is one of the things that we're going to cover, the CA, if we want to do something inside ONAP, and then also SOL 004.
Yes, Chris, just to make sure that we can separate this and decide that we trust the public key that we received as part of the certificate.
Right.
Okay. We can decide for meanwhile, but somewhere in the future, we will have to compare the trust or to make sure that this actual trust is with the certificate authority that we will have in as part of the ONAP. Okay. We can separate between these two. And if it depends on what time the certificate authority will be ready for checking or for comparing. Okay.
Right. Absolutely.
So this is more or less these two features, and I really rely on coders and on the resources that VNF SDK teams have and SDC have to make sure that we implementing the second one. I think the first one is easier. Because you may have a standard digest calculation jars and so on, but the second one I would like to to explore more, and I will put more details how I see the simplest way, so you can review and see if it's possible and when to implement it as part of the Beijing release. Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's keep going. Bruce, this is a big story. Develop Dovetail POC, VNF SDK 181. If I pull this up, if you want to break it down to subtasks, if the whole story isn't going to be complete, that would be fine. Would you be able to make some progress on it if I put 181 in Sprint 10?
Let's see. No, I think we can. We have a. We already did a POC.
Okay.
So I don't think that's an issue at all.
Oh, okay.
Where is it documented?
What do you mean by it?
Well, can I? Do you have a screen? Do you have a screencast of the POC demo that I could watch, for example?
Oh, if you want that, I can do that.
Yeah, I think that needs to be documented, right, on the wiki.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, no problem.
Bruce, we do have a repo. if there's any code that needs to be committed for the Dovetail integration.
The POC hasn't been brought into the so before we claim that a POC, do we have to check the code into the repo?
Yeah, Bruce, I think there are two things. We can put in the description of user stories probably the link or something that explain the GUI that Brian mentioned, and probably try to embed the screen into the wiki. Okay, this is one thing. Second thing, that's the code committing to
right.
To Jira. So you can ask Moshe to do so. I think it's Moshe's position.
Yeah, but the question is, before we consider this complete, the POC complete, do we have to have the code checked in?
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the point of committing code, and some of code reviewer will be assigned to commit that code is okay. And okay, that's the process, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I don't
yes.
know. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the intention behind the POC? Right.
I don't know. I don't think I went and created this. So.
A POC is just a POC, but what is the goal or intention for this project? Is it just to simply exercise and show we can do something?
I think the overall goal is to actually get, the overall goal is to build it out.
Right. To have the experimental integration. So this is the first piece of it. From our queue, if we need to change the story, we can change the story. But since you've already done the POC, if you can put that documentation up, if there is any code ready to put into the system, start with that, and then we can build it out further.
Okay. So I'll start with just putting together the video, basically, of the POC itself and put that in. And then we'll look at what code from that we can start to check in.
Great.
So we should create tasks, those three as subtasks, right? Check in code, create use cases, and screencast.
Yep.
Use cases, what's the use cases though?
Well, the POC is a story, right? You're going through some kind of use case.
Bruce. Just to create from this user story to create subtasks or tasks. It's the formal procedure.
Yeah. So if you click on the 181, and bring it up, you can add subtasks, create subtasks.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. Got it.
Okay.
Hey, just on the goal, moving forward, I want to try to help Bruce. I'm on the Dovetail side. So, mm-hmm. is ultimately will we be building a container with the VNF SDK tests in it that Dovetail can essentially, because Dovetail obviously doesn't produce any test content,
right?
Directly.
Right.
Yes. VNF SDK, the marketplace is in a container, and that's the piece that you'd use for the test validation. So we would be able to connect the VNF SDK container with Dovetail.
Okay.
That's our intent. That's the intent.
Yeah.
So over and above the use case of running the test in the VNF in the VNF marketplace, would we also want to potentially start experimenting, just running it in the Dovetail suite separately?
That's our intent. That's our intent.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's all in the. All of that is actually in the description. The original description I put in.
There's a file right in this project that you created that describes.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
That describes everything basically.
Yeah.
I did see that. Okay. Good.
Okay. Let's see. Some of these have dependencies. Augment unit test coverage to at least 50% is something we have to have by M4. It doesn't need to be in this sprint, and I think we need to get our functionality in, probably the sprint 11, we'll have to start bringing in 159 and making sure that we're augmenting our unit test coverage. I think VNF SDK 40 ICE test is also tied, has a dependency on 39, so that's probably a sprint out. Modeling, I want to finalize this with Andy. So it looks like this is probably what we can do. Anything else that we should pull in to sprint 10? Okay. So my plan is to close Sprint 9 on Monday and start Sprint 10, and that'll run for 2 weeks. Everybody, if you could close any open tickets by Monday, we'll get this Sprint 9 cleaned up and Sprint 10 started. If anything isn't closed from sprint 9, I'm going to move it into 10 and then start the sprint. Any questions or comments? Okay. Let's see. We talked about CIA badge model, Dovetail package tools and marketplace. We've defined our sprint 10. So the open item is I need to send Bruce the tools for converting to RST. Any new business? No. Okay. Good. With that, I'll give everybody back a half hour in your day. Thanks, everybody, for your contributions. I've seen the progress coming in. You have good work. I think we're in good shape for our M2, which is on Monday, and then we'll keep moving. For those in China, enjoy your Spring Festival next week. Have a nice vacation. We'll see you after the holiday. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye. Bye.